On a chilly Monday afternoon in January, fans all across the GTA made the trek to the Lake Ontario shoreline in South Etobicoke to wave, cheer and enjoy the Toronto Maple Leafs' annual outdoor practice. Usually held at Nathan Phillips Square, the Maple Leafs decided to switch up the practice's location this year. For the first time, the team headed down to Maple Leafs president Brendan Shanahan's former hometown in Mimicoe at the Prince of Wales Park. Shanahan said being able to take part in an event in the same rink he grew up skating in is a moment he will never forget. "What a full circle it's been. I feel really blessed to bring the Maple Leafs here," Shanahan said. Chris Morin, a resident who lives near Mimicoke, was at the practice with a huge sign reading, "Hey Brendan, welcome back to the hood, go Leafs go." Morin said this is a great way for him to watch the team he supports live for no cost. Diehard Maple Leafs fan Chris Morin holding a double-sided sign reading, "Hey Brendan, welcome back to the hood, go Leafs go." Humber ETC, Luca Tersigni. "Well, the best thing for me is it's free. The second best thing for me is it's 5 minutes from where I live in Long Branch," Morin said. "The whole event is really exciting." Once the Maple Leafs arrived at the rink, players were treated to a sea of fans wearing blue and white cheering their names. Joseph Mendolia, who was experiencing his first outdoor Maple Leafs practice, said being up close and personal with the players is something he's never experienced. "This is my first time being down for one of these practices. It's really cool to be able to watch them up close cause I've never really been this close to them before," he said. "I don't really go to a lot of games cause the prices are kinda ridiculous, so to get this close for free is awesome," Mendolia said. Listen to Nicholas Principe's audio report from the Leafs practice. Right before the players hit the ice, Toronto Mayor Olivia Chow made a guest appearance for the second consecutive year, chanting, "Go Leafs go," to officially start the proceedings. The practice consisted of a 3-on-3 style tournament, where Austin Matthews and Team Clark ultimately were able to come out victorious against Team Sundin, clinched by an empty net goal from Nick Robertson. During the action on the ice, the roar from fans of all ages cheering on the team or their favorite players spread across the park, making the atmosphere like no other. Matthews said he enjoyed the amount of support and being on the winning side of things made it even more special. "It's always a fun event that we do and the turnout is always great. It's a lot more fun when you win it too, so yeah, it was a nice victory for us today," Matthews said. As the Maple Leafs look to a strong finish to the second half of their season, Morgan Rielly, currently the longest-tenured Leafs player, said an event like this eases the pressure of a long and hard season. "It's a good change in the schedule, it's a long season, it's a grind," Rielly said. "But days like today are a lot of fun, they help break up the monotony of the season, and it's a good chance for our guys to have some fun and just enjoy being outside with the fans." Just like some fans, some Maple Leafs players and staff were able to be a part of their first outdoor practice. Maple Leafs head coach Craig Berube, in his first season coaching the Buds, was able to witness the true passion fans have for their hometown team. "The turnout's fantastic obviously," Berube said. "The support you get here in Toronto is fantastic, so it makes the event a lot more fun with a lot of people out here cheering." The fun for fans didn't end at just the practice, as players would stop for pictures and autographs before hopping back on the bus to head back to the team practice facility, the Ford Performance Center. "This annual Maple Leafs practice has always been able to warm the hearts of fans and players even with the challenge of being outdoors in Toronto's freezing winter months.